Hi, I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Girl, your top shelf vagina.
Winner, winner, winner.
Suisse en sac de vie.
Girl Fighters! All by myself.
Christina's laughing at me. Hey guys, it's me, Maggie. And there's no Shannon. There's just a Christina today.
Yay. Christina Wake is back. No more replace Shannon. It's now be the best you can be.
Oh, I thought we were going to fully go with replace Shannon. Hashtag replace Shannon.
Yeah, no, it's a special guest place. I'm just a revolving special guest.
Actually, Shannon asked me to ask you if you would want to record with her while I'm on spring break. Because she was like, we aren't getting in because we both have stuff going on. So Shannon is on a trip right now for business. She's on a business conference trip. And then next week is her meeting week. And then we have 1 week on. And then I'm on spring break. So it's just like bam, bam, bam.
So, yes, the soap opera menage a trois, I can handle Shannon while you're gone.
So it'd be hashtag replace Maggie. Never. Never. I refuse. I refuse to let it.
I'm saying them both in my head to see which one I like the ring of better. See which one's going to play out better in the long term.
So, Christina, it's Mardi Gras.
I was just going to roll my R's like it was Cinco de Mayo. So I don't know if there's a noise that... No, is that not the noise?
I don't know. That was me.
Is there a Mardi Gras noise?
Carnival. Show me your tits. Did I do it?
Like, do we have beads? We don't even have anything.
You guys, it's hashtag topless Tuesday.
I am, in fact, probably going to be topless.
Yeah, later. We both are, again.
Oh, my gosh, again? I cannot believe this.
Our tops just fall off, and it's Mardi Gras, and we were just hoping that people would give us beads.
Mail us beads.
Can you see us? Can you see us right now with our toplessness? Mail us the beads. We deserve them. Woo!
Pictures or it didn't happen.
Shh. Dream it. Believe it. So, I'm fat right now. I feel real full. I fattened it up for this Fat Tuesday.
We did. There was so many punchkes.
Yeah, I bought a dozen and brought them here. So, of course.
There's like three left.
Yeah, there's more than that, but like four.
Okay, there's four. Yeah, there's four left.
There's
like seven people in the house, though, so it's not like we ate like eight.
Yeah, no, we're just normal humans eating punchkes. I definitely did eat two.
And hurricanes.
Yeah, and we had hurricanes. And then Christina got cheese. And I didn't realize this. Maybe Shannon did tell me this because I'm having kind of deja vu about the cheese at Kroger being from Murray's Cheese Shop, which Christina didn't even know what Murray's was. And so I had to explain it to her. And she got me the Young Manchego, and it even says young and spry, like our friend. Was his name Joe? Was that what his name was? Shannon, write it down. Was his name Joe?
See, I'm doing the second wave of Blue's Clues with Joe, not Steve, and I don't think I can ever think of a hot, young, and spry Joe after watching him in Blue's Clues.
Ugh, I miss Steve.
Steve is hot.
Steve was great.
Steve was way better than Joe.
Let's go on this tangent. Steve was better than Joe.
And I hate that they switch up his shirts and he doesn't offer the kids problem-solving solutions. Like, they find the three clues and he just solves it for them. And there's no guessing or wrong guesses, and it's been a pet peeve of mine. But, you know, he's a really nice singing voice. Lovely singing voice.
No, yeah. So, how do you feel about Blue's Clues, guys? Steve or Joe? If you say Joe, we're never speaking again.
And the fact that Steve went off air in 2002?
What?
It's like 17 and a half years ago.
You guys, we're coming in with the hot takes right here. Hot takes.
What? Wow. He is like 50 now?
He also is bald. He went bald. Steve did.
He did. He did. I don't know if I like it better. I don't know.
He just looks like a different person.
I kind of like it better.
Have you ever heard the story of him on The Moth that he did? His story on The Moth?
No.
Sweet Jesus, everybody needs to look it up.
All right, looking up Steve Moth's story.
He went on a date with a woman. That's what the story is about. And she was really into the Steve thing, and it was really awkward. So he just wants to go on the thing, and she's like, can I come to your house? Can I sit on the chair? Like,
yes.
Right. And people thought that she was an escort, but she was not an escort. So, but I don't remember. I just remember that the whole time I was listening to that story, my mouth was open where I was like, what is happening? But yeah, Steve from Blue's Clues story on the moth. You should go look it up. It's so good. So you guys, though, headed into all of our sections, you have to know that Shannon deleted all of the episodes of the podcast.
Shannon, you're not making your case for staying in this show.
So the last two episodes that she and I recorded are gone. You will never get to hear them. You will never get to the last one from last week. Was that last week? I don't know how time works. Yeah, last week. The last one from last week, she pressed end and I looked at her and I was like, that was a good one. Like, I felt really solid about it, and it is gone forever. Christina has a face, and I put the microphone up so that you guys could hear her face. Can you hear it?
I've had one night stands like that. The number's gone. You go back to that same bar and you never see him again.
Oh, it's so sad. It's so sad.
I felt really good about it.
You can't recreate it. It's gone forever. And I'm really mad about it, but I'm not mad at Shannon. We've all done that before. We've all lost digital content that we wanted to keep and accidentally deleted or lost or broke.
Yeah, I did some nudes when I was 21 that I really regret not having. I looked really good.
I mean, I was thinking more about the time that I accidentally deleted 8 months of stuff off of my phone. But yeah, that's totally the same thing.
For sure. Yeah. I'm sure there's like people write papers, right? And they're oh my gosh, my dissertation. Or that was a 15-page research paper that's gone. But no, those nudes, I would kill to get them back.
Did you know that that actually happened to the movie The Incredibles? Somebody deleted the whole thing. And the only reason that movie exists is because somebody else had taken a copy of it to work on at home.
Oh my God.
Yep.
I know that Andrew Lloyd Webber's cat completely deleted a single copy of a musical that he had written off of his like specialized piano. And he was like, oh, well, that's okay. Because he loved his cat, I guess, or something.
Right, right. Speaking of musicals, I'm drunk and I'm on a tangent. Okay, so this is something that happened a really long time ago, but I've been watching One Day at a Time on Netflix lately. Have you watched it?
I have not.
It is cute, and I've had lots of people be like, they're talking with Netflix about if they should keep it or not. So lots of people have been like, watch it, watch it, watch it. And I was like, well, it does have Rita Moreno in it, so I love her. But this happened a long time ago. So I'm going to bitch about something that's old because I'm crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, great. So remember that, you guys, she was with some famous guy and people were like, famous guy and guest. And all of these people everywhere were like, that's fucking Rita Moreno, you dummy, right? And then there was a guy who my friend dated on Facebook, and he was like, that guy's super famous and these are all the things that he's done and I don't even know who that is. And I am still angry about that. And I did one of those things where I typed out a whole argument and then deleted it. That's the only time that I ever regret deleting one of my internet. Normally, I'm like, good thing you didn't press send on that one. But I still wish that I'd said to Colby, she was the third ever EGOT winner and is one of the most famous faces of the 20th century. And you're an idiot if you don't know who she is.
Agreed. Absolutely.
Fucking Rita Moreno. But anyway, she's delightful on One Day at a Time. She's so fun. She's the best part of the show.
Okay. I'll just check it out.
Yeah, it's great. And they said that she was 70. And I was like, So I looked up how old she is. She's 87.
'80s. That's what I was going to guess too.
Yeah, she's
87. Jeez.
She's 87. And she still dances on the show. She does like little baby salsa and mambos and stuff. She did castanets in a recent episode that I watched.
Wow. I wish one day that's me.
Me too. When I'm 87, I'm still going to salsa and mambo. One of my favorite little things was this guy, their neighbor comes in and he's like, I'm having a salsa emergency. And she goes, the condiment or the dance? Because I can help her both.
Ooh, are you still, you're sure you're not still hungry? Because you just said salsa. And I was thinking like, maybe some salsa. And I don't even think I'm drunk. Is my tolerance that bad right now? What up? Moving on.
I got a little buzz on. And so I sort of accidentally moved into the pop culture section by talking about One Day at a Time. So let's continue.
I didn't want to move into the pop culture section, but now I do. Thanks. I was just whining.
You guys, that was Teddy. That was Teddy Bear. It's okay. He's fine. There's a baby here with us podcasting.
I found it at Kroger, and it doesn't like me as much as I thought it would. But, you know, if anyone lost a baby at the Whitaker Kroger around 2 p.m. on Tuesday, he was found in aisle 13. And I don't know. He's cool. So he's at my house. Let me know if you need him back.
He's in a mood lately.
He is. Probably because he's not with his parents, but whatever.
Oh, we're still going with that. Okay.
No, all right. He's mine. He is the fruit of my womanhood.
But he also has been in a mood lately. Aww. Yeah, she's petting him like a kitty all the way down. So one of the things that we lost in the episodes that Shannon lost was our little Oscar recap. So we just had two things that we felt like were worth talking about. One, Billy Porter's dress. Tell me, hot take, Christina, what did you think?
8 for 10?
Yeah?
Yeah.
I thought it was delightful. It was charming. That it was gaggy. I loved it. You know, I didn't think it was flawless execution, but I did think that it was like really fantastic. I love some gender bending always, you know. Way to outshine everybody on the red carpet, you magnificent flower man. Also, though, I heard an interview because it was a Christian Siriano tuxedo dress, and I heard a interview with Christian Siriano today. Or recently, I don't know how time works, about it. And it was really interesting, you know, him just, Christian Siriano talking about like dressing everyone and putting plus size models on the runway. He's like, because I want to show that my clothes look good on everybody. And I didn't just decide to dress one person. I wasn't trying to make a statement. I was trying to, you know,
make clothes. And everyone wears those.
That fit people. You know, and he said, I wasn't trying to make a statement with this dress either. I was just trying to be fun and you know. So anyway, it was a really interesting little thing. The other amazing thing of the Oscars was Olivia Colman's speech.
It was delightful.
She was so funny. She was just like giving shout outs to people as she's talking. Like she would see famous people and just be like, oh, it's you.
Yeah, it was very raw and heartfelt.
It was so cute. So if you haven't watched it yet, ooh, speaking of things, man, so many things in my brain. Winky the dog from the Westminster dog show, the famous dog show.
I'm familiar with the dog show.
Okay, so there's the part of the show where they, Winky the dog, where they do the, what is it called? It's like the obstacle course for dogs.
The agility.
Yeah, part. Agility part, right? And so the dogs just go like tearing through there, right? So Winky just like prances, right? And everybody is going crazy for Winky. And Winky's owner has to be like, Winky, Winky, come on. And like Winky gets to the top of the thing and everyone starts cheering and Winky stops and looks around at everybody cheering for him.
Winky's a Leo.
Winky. Winky's just like, yes, ta-da, here I am, right? And, like, I think that Winky's owner knew that, like, Winky wasn't going to do great in the agility. Winky wasn't going to be...
His name is Winky.
Come Winky on. Wasn't going to be fast in the agility, but that, you know, they would make up the points elsewhere. But Winky just, like, stole the show by being really slow. Winky's never run a day in his life. It was so cute. We'll have to watch it after. So that's another thing that I recommend.
Him and me in the last 12 months.
Heyo. Any shows or podcasts or anything that you've been listening to lately?
Shows. Just Manifest, Single Parents, and Wrapped Up the Good Place. And then got to get back on that Grace and Frankie. Ooh, Game of Thrones. Rewatching Game of Thrones coming up in April. I'm going through... I'm a virgin to the Game of Thrones. I'm wrapping up season 3. Megs, you're on that.
I just finished it. The internet. Well, so Maisie Williams, who plays Arya, said that people are going to hate the end.
That is what I have heard. Because Kit's wife, Leslie Rose,
Leslie, one of those two.
Yeah. You know, Ygritte. We all know her.
Right.
You know nothing, Jon Snow. She didn't speak with him, I guess, for like 4 days
after he told her
the ending. So I'm. You know what? I think I'm probably going to be into it. That's my kind of ending. Is I kind of like the like not what to be expected, not the fairy tale. Like that's not real life for me. Like, you know, this isn't romantic comedy. Like it's Game of Thrones. Like nothing good ever is going to happen.
Teddy was making fart noises with his mouth, so I was trying to get the mic closer to him, but then he stopped. Yeah, so I want you to hypothesize what you think the ending is going to be that Maisie Williams says everyone's going to hate. They also said it's going to be surprise, and Ygritte wouldn't talk to Jon Snow for 4 days. What do you think it is?
Ooh, I think death of favorite characters, death of characters in general has been a popular streak. So I think they're going to take out a couple of the big ones. I think it's going to be like it's going to like start over. Like it's literally you're going to lose. Man, who else could we? And I'm not sure I can even speak to it because I haven't seen season 7.
It's fine.
So I'm not sure.
Oh, you don't know because you're saying you don't know who's still alive.
I don't know who all still alive left because I've read the books. It's been a while, but I'm only through season 3, so I'm not sure where the premise left on the off book season.
Right, of course.
How about you? What are your?
Okay, so one of the things that I thought at first was that just the White Walkers kill everybody, but they said specifically that's not it, and also since that's been something that's been like. People have guessed a lot, it wouldn't be surprising. Like they said that it's going to be surprising. Do you know...
They all become White Walkers.
Right, exactly that. do you know Jon Snow's parentage? Did you? Okay. I figured it out. Most people have figured it out, but I just wasn't sure. Okay, so Jon Snow is the true heir to the Iron Throne. Because... Rhaegar Targaryen got his marriage to Elia Martell annulled and then married Lyanna Stark. Jon Snow is the true heir to the Iron Throne.
But I mean, that's based on how many different religions there are in the seven. I mean, like, you say, like, the true heir. Based on what story you're okay. actually
No, you're right, you're right, you're right. Okay, you're right, but... This is where I'm going with my hypothesis.
The rest of the podcast
my brother's going to be so mad because he hates Game of Thrones so much. But here's my hypothesis is that that's how Daenerys will see it, right? And her whole journey has been like, I'm the true heir to the Iron Throne, and this is why I'm going, and I've got to deserve it. So I think Daenerys will have to kill Jon, or Jon will have to kill Daenerys. That's what I think. That's what I think the twist ending that everybody will hate is, because they... Both. I mean, I think that Daenerys is more likely to kill Jon because she feels threatened by his claim to the Iron Throne. But I don't know. So that's where my hypothesis is. People would hate that.
Or they, yeah, they would. They would. Agreed. Or they both give it up.
Yeah.
Another, like, not seeing either of them as character favorites surviving throughout the whole thing without, like, a conclusion.
Yeah. Well, there's
the town's destroyed, no one wins.
There's a list that what's his face made, Martin made, of the characters who make it to the end. And so, but we don't know if the show's going to stick to that or if George R. R. Martin changed his mind about it. But that list was Tyrion, Arya, Jon, Daenerys, Bran, and I'm forgetting one more person. But it wasn't Sansa because I noticed right away that she wasn't on it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was Tyrion, Jon, Daenerys, Bran, Arya. I'm forgetting someone. Whatever.
Yeah.
So that was the list that George R. R. Martin made 25,000 years ago of who was going to make it to the end.
In his Catholic parents' basement.
Right.
Because that's how all the great... That's how all the greats are written.
Yes, precisely. Precisely. All right, so any other thoughts or predictions for that?
No, I don't.
Okay. So, yeah, are you on the rewatch of Game of Thrones before it comes back? Actually, this is hilarious. One of the guys I went out with over the weekend was like, 4:14. And I was like, what is that? And he was like, when?
Day before tax day. Wait, what?
It was like the day Game of Thrones is back. And I was like, oh, I was like, my ex's birthday. Hey, aww. Patrick, how are you? He listens. Oh. We're still friends, right? Right? Woo. Right? 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 So are you impressed that I know your birthday? Is that creepy? Shut up. It's not creepy. It's fine. It's easy to remember. It's 414. Okay, I'm stopping now. So things that I watched recently, Umbrella Academy, so fun, so cute.
Where can we watch it?
It's on Netflix. So it's a show about superhero kids.
Oh, nice.
But they're adults in the show. So they were superhero kids as kids, and now they are all screwed up adults because being superhero kids screwed them up. And they were all adopted together to be a superhero team together. And their dad tries to bring them back together. And they, you know, they all fight. And it's all just like acting out all of their old stuff. And they're all emotionally stunted in some way.
All right. Very, very nice. So like Shameless, less drinking sex, more superpowers.
Yeah. Yeah. Very, very nice. Although there is one like, you know, drunk drug addict. But it's because he can see dead people and he doesn't like it. So he stays like drunken on drugs all the time.
He's Uncle Johnny. Everyone's got an Uncle Johnny.
Everybody does. I really love him. And what's hilarious is if you ever watched the show Misfits, the British show from 2009, the guy who plays Klaus, played Nathan on Misfits. And Nathan's power was coming back from the dead and being able to speak to the dead. And I was like, how weird is it that this guy has played someone twice who could talk to dead people?
I'm not sure that I would like
that's
that
typecasting. That's the weirdest typecasting
I've ever, right? Yeah, where it's like ethnic character, like, oh, I can play that. Or maternal character. Oh, yeah, that's me. Middle-aged woman. But also speaks to dead people. Yes.
That's what he's typecast for now. That's all he can play.
I don't know how many roles there are that exist for that, but we'll see now that he has that niche.
Yeah.
Filled.
Now he's in it. So yeah, the show was good if a little slow paced. The music in the show was amazing.
Oh boy. That might be one that I have to recommend to Brian. Then I know he's huge on that. We had a discussion with that earlier today on, God, what were we listening to? I don't know. Oh, Alison Krauss. Brian loves her. I am not a fan. And he is perpetually trying to convince me that everything she does is amazing. And we were listening to some of her music last night because Theo likes it. Baby likes it. And he's like explaining what's happening in the music, and I don't even know. I hear lyrics, and I hear, like, yeah, that's a guitar, I guess. And my husband, who is a musician, always has more analysis to it. So I'll recommend the show to him since it's got some jams.
Yeah, it's got some good jams. Other thing that I've been binging lately is Mueller, She Wrote.
Said from Punch Geese and Hurricanes.
Yeah.
Binge life.
Binge listening to is the podcast Mueller, She Wrote. It's three women, one who works for the federal government and has to go by an alias so that she's not in violation of the Hatch Act. And every week they break down everything that happened that week in Mueller-related Russia news.
Lovely.
Some of their podcasts are like 2 hours long.
Wow.
But it's really, like, there are all these characters who I don't remember or have forgotten about, or things that I didn't realize, or things that I didn't put together that they are putting together for me. And it has been really, really amazing.
Okay. All right.
So I'm not sure if it would necessarily be your thing. I mean, I'm into true crime anyway, not just the murder kind, but the other kinds. I listen to the Crime Town podcast, which this season it's about Detroit. So Mueller, She Wrote is interesting because it's hilarious back in the beginning episodes when it's 2017 and they're talking about how close he is to the end.
The end.
It's, yeah.
Here we are. 2 years later, still rocking it.
Right, exactly. 2 years later, still fully going on those things. So, but I do recommend it if that's your jam, if you're interested in that sort of thing. Although, one woman on the show, Jaleesa, just keeps talking. I can't tell you how often I scream, "Shut up, Jaleesa," at the podcast. And I know she's like me.
I might be sending you voicemails. I might call you and be like, "Shut up, Jaleesa." Hang up on you while you're working. When I know you're working.
Shut up, Jaleesa. She tries to guess. She talks over other people and tries to guess what they mean. Just let them finish talking.
Oh, Jaleesa. She's not meant to be a radio DJ then.
No, but she's good at it when she's like doing her story of the week and breaking stuff down. I like her. She's funny. But man, when she talks over the other girls, I'm like, shut up, Jaleesa. Shut up. Shut it. So I'm just warning you guys about that, fair and square, so that you are aware of that going into the episode. Also this week, season 11 of Drag Race started. Your daughter and I talked about Drag Race.
I know. I felt so left out. Aww. And I have to watch it just so I can talk to her about it.
Womp womp. Are you okay? Do you need things?
I am. I'm going to go grab a drink real quick.
Okay.
Getting a little raspy, but I don't watch it and I'm left out of it, so you can cover the recap for that while I grab a drink real quick.
Cool, I'll do that. I'll cover the recap of season 11 of Drag Race. This is the largest cast they have ever had, 15 queens. The first queen really donked it up in her first week. That was the worst dress that I've ever seen on the runway. And then she talked about having a cyst that popped, and because they were like, what is wrong with your dress? And she was like, I had a cyst that popped. And so it was, that had nothing to do with the dress. What is wrong with you? You're insane. So yeah, she definitely deserved to go home first. I don't really have a favorite that much so far.
Not to disclose on national television.
Why would you do that? No. And now people are talking about sisters. We're all sisters in this together. CYSTERS. We're all sisters in this together.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are.
Actually, I think my favorite queen is Evie Oddly. She's the, you know, freak weirdo queen. So, you know, as one would expect of me to like. So, yeah, that's really all I have to say about that. Brooklyn Heights, her first outfit was pretty fantastic. She deserved that win, I feel like. And that's all I have to say about that. So that was a lot of pop culture. We had a lot in our pop culture section related to pop culture, but also moving on to bad news. You guys, Luke Perry died.
I know. R.I.P. Dylan.
I know. I feel really bad about it.
I do as well, but I mean, I'm more pained that the reunion isn't going to be authentic with all the original cast.
You're so cute.
I'm so selfish.
No. Here's some things that I have. So I actually watched Riverdale.
Okay.
Right. I love teen shows and teen movies. To this day, I love them. It's one of my favorite genres. They're so hokey and weird. I just love them. Typical and stupid. I love a teen movie.
But relatable.
Yeah. And so he was playing the dad. He was playing Archie's dad. Archie Andrews' dad. And so there was a whole new, he was having a resurgence in his career where a whole new generation of teens knew who he was and knew him as Fred Andrews, Archie Andrews' dad.
That's crazy.
I know. And it's sad. Like he was being like, you know, and then the other thing that has made me really sad is that like, you know, all the news all the time is just like, men are trash. And Ryan Adams, trash.
All the trash.
And everybody has only, like, it, you know, even when David Bowie died, they were like, remember, he had sex with an underage girl. Like, that, you know, all of those things always come out. And, like, everybody has only had good things to say about him. Like,
that's amazing.
I know. That makes me even more sad, though, that, like, this truly, like, by all accounts, genuine, kind person is gone. You know, not just another a-hole.
Yeah, agreed.
So you've been struggling with childcare.
I have. I have children. There are four of them. Two of them, thankfully, if I died, could probably make it. The other two, unfortunately, would have to be cared for by their father. So we're looking for nannies because that's not an option. Don't have one. That's a struggle. It's expensive. You would not believe some of the requests I have. Literally, part-time nanny ad. So you need full-time care? You know, paying $10.
Do they think they can trick you?
I think they can. And it scares me to have that kind of manipulation in my home with my children. Like, are my kids going to start trying to trick me? Like, oh, you said half a cookie, Mom? Didn't you mean a full cookie? Like, no, I didn't. I don't know, someone asking for like $50 an hour and like a bunch of crazy stuff. So I don't know, maybe I'll never go back to work. Maybe we'll move into a tent and we'll make it work. I don't know.
You got to get one of those Harry Potter tents where they're huge, you know, where they're like a TARDIS, but a tent. That's what the Harry Potter tents are.
Or just get a huge tent.
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, it's got to be.
Who am I hiding from, Maggie? Why can't I have a huge tent? Why does it have to look little and be huge?
Right. I mean, I'm just thinking about, like, if you're homeless, where are you going to put it? You know, you got to hide it so that.
In Gatlin Park, obviously.
Oh, of course.
15-person tent in Gallup Park. Who's going to see that?
Nobody
would. I'll just tell them that I'm like, you know, I'm a traveling nature tour guide, and I'm going to be doing some classes here this summer, and no one will report me.
No one will even know. Yeah, this, like, the whole childcare thing.
They see me burying a shit somewhere in Gallup Park. I'm sorry, that was so inappropriate.
No, that's how this podcast goes. Very inappropriate. Excuse me, ma'am, what are you doing? Nothing?
You know, this looks like some type of larger animal scat. This is crazy.
Just gotta
run away.
Get this out of here. Just leave it. You're dangerous. It's dangerous.
Living in that tent. You're living in that tent. Run away.
Run away. Yeah, but like childcare is a major issue, and same with like maternity leave. Like we do not do enough in our country to take care of women.
I'm so very blessed that I will have 7.5 months off in total.
Yeah.
By the time I go back. But my company's German. So when we say this country, there's a reason that I have that and no one else does.
Right. No. I mean, and also, like, you're still struggling with that next step of what do I do when I have to go back to work, because childcare is so crazy expensive. And Yeah, it's difficult.
I mean, we could say that's the problem, or we could go back to the root and say evolution has failed humans. Why is this child not, you know, running and building its own home and looking for its own mate at this point? Like, you're 6 months old. You're coming up.
You should
in
be
the
going.
Season.
You should
like,
be. You should be. You should
why
be ready.
You gotta live with me until you're 28. Like, this is like that's the problem. Oh, evolution is the actual issue here, not childcare.
Okay, but can you imagine how weird baby centaurs are? Because baby horses can gallop like within hours, but then the top half would just
where his head doesn't—it can't even be held up. So it's just like
it's the top half is just flopping
it's like
around.
One of those like floppy things at like the phone stores because its head doesn't hold itself
yeah,
up.
It's just,
I wonder if
arms.
Baby centaurs have like. You know those vine braces they put in gardens that, like to hold them up where they're like put the baby in its brace gallop just, away like it's just like held up.
The top just like falls forward the top half
it looked like a crucified infant on a horse's body galloping around like that's horrifying and hilarious.
I really hope you're all imagining it right now.
Yes.
Theo thinks I'm funny. Well, this is good. I didn't know. So, you guys, I've had the worst couple of weeks. And I told this whole story on the Mystery Deleted podcast. So, my neighbor owns in the office building where I rent, owns a bunch of offices in there. She owns this thing called the Healing Arts Studio, and there's like massages and Reiki and. And so she asked me if I would consider switching office spaces with her for one of her office spaces. Listen, why are you trying to ruin podcast time? Do you have things to say? Put it in your mouth. Just taste it. I'm sure it tastes delicious.
That's what she said.
So like I did not have time to emotionally process what I was doing. They were like, we're going to. So I agreed to this switch because they're basically the same size. And in my new office, I would have a window and the waiting area is right there. And also, I was like excited to not be in my old office that was really hot all the time. And so I'm like last Sunday, why am I thinking massage? You guys, I'm too drunk for this. They shampooed. Yeah, let's get massages. They shampooed the carpet a couple weeks ago, right? Or on Sunday, the Sunday a week and a half ago. And so I thought I had a few days between then and when I was moving because that's what my landlords told me. So that day we lost power because that was that big windstorm and I left work and like I hadn't done anything in my office. And the next day I go into work and the lady's like, let's switch tonight. When are you done? And I kept on being like, well, I could do Thursday or Friday or Saturday. And she's just like,
let's go.
So I called my dad and my dad came over and we like moved offices last Monday night. And so I was saying to her, I was like, so are you like kind of excited to finally have all of your offices like more closely clustered together? That's why you like asked about this, right? And she was like, oh, I was also like, you know, hoping to get all of the noise from the children away from everybody else. And my heart just like dropped because I have been in that building for two, yeah, Shannon made a similar face last week when I told this story. I've been there 2.5 years and no one has ever said anything to me about noise. And she thought it was easier to ask me to move offices. I know, Theo, it's very upsetting. It's deeply upsetting.
I'm super upset right now that that's even an option for people to manage. That's such an adolescent way to, I have no words for that.
She thought it was easier to ask me to move offices than to like be like, hey, you know what? We can sometimes kind of hear you in the hallway. Would you consider getting a noise machine like the therapists have? Oh, I didn't know that. Of course. Right?
Wow.
But no, she asks me to switch with her instead.
I mean, that's... I can't, did she tell you how many complaints?
No.
If it got to the degree that she thought that that was the only option for, I just.
She's not my landlady. She's just my neighbor.
Oh.
When I talked to the landlady, so that happened on Monday. And then on Thursday, I went in to pay, no, Wednesday, I went in to pay my rent. Wednesday or Thursday, I paid my rent. And Thursday. It doesn't matter. Why do I care so much? Thursday, I went in to pay my rent, and I told the landlady this question because she was asking how things were, and I just started crying, right?
Oh.
And I told her what had happened, and she was like, nobody has ever said anything to us about it. And she was like, I thought that Gloria wanted to switch to get all her offices closer together too.
So what's your beef, Gloria?
I don't know. I have no idea. So that was Monday. Then Tuesday, I went and dropped, I'm just going to say a three-figure amount, a low three-figure amount, but still a three-figure amount on new lighting for my office because my office has fluorescent fucking lights and it's terrible in there.
They were beautiful though. Your new lights are beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, I got like little ball ones, like the, not Christmas lights, but like the outdoor ones to go around the top of the room. And then I also got a lamp that I put the GE reveals in. Mm-hmm. And then they're also talking about getting me a new light. And I was like, I want like a blue color temperature. And she's like, what does that mean? I was like, write it down. I want blue color temperature for my light.
Yes. We all do.
Right? Thank you.
Just kidding. I want to be outside constantly.
Well, but if you're stuck indoors in an office, you know, I mean, yeah, we have like really like orangey and red color temperatures in our houses. That's fine. But this is an office for children to be working, and I want the brighter, bluer.
Agreed.
Thank you. Color temperature. So they did offer to get me a new light. Well, that's going to take some time. So I really hope that like that will be better, you know, but I just am miserable in there. So Tuesday I drop some hundreds on all of the new lighting stuff that I needed for my new office, which is like, God, getting a little thing would have been so much cheaper. I don't like the color. I don't like the layout. I don't like the lighting. I don't think it smells good in there. My old
smell is one of my biggest pet peeves.
Mine too.
I can deal with the visual. I can deal with different noises. I actually don't hear most noises. Like people point them out to me and I'm like, I still don't hear it. Oh, now I do. Meh, no big deal. But the smells, I'm huge on smells.
I've been running my fragrance burner every day. Shannon got me Oodles of Orange.
Oh. Citrus is always good.
Yep. So that's the one that I run in there so that it's, you know, because I want it to be, again, brightening. I don't want to be running like lavender. Or something for my kids to chill out, you know, orange, bright, sprightly, happy. So then on Wednesday, people who were not my landlords let themselves into my office while I was there to get to the breaker box because I have the fuse box in my office, which I didn't realize. I'm wondering if that's why she asked me to switch. And they go, oh, we didn't realize you were here. That doesn't make that better. So one guy's office, like and it was a known problem. Apparently it had happened before where one of his outlets stops working. So he goes to the fuse box and he flips it and he flips it back. And he says to me, do you have a nuclear reactor in here or something? Which just made me feel more unwelcome in the building. Right. And I know it was a quote unquote a joke, but like, was it really? He was still saying, did you put something huge in your office that you shouldn't have?
Yeah. Just not the way to play it. I mean, the way that you feel about your office is like the way I felt about 90% of my relationships. So,
wah, wah, wah.
Too fast. Too fast. I'm not ready. All right, we're doing this.
And now you smell bad.
And now I smell bad.
You have poor lighting and you smell bad.
Womp, womp, womp. Flip switch, flip switch. All right, we're good now.
Yeah, it's been rough. And then one of the reasons that I really wanted the window was because I used to get locked into the building sometimes. People would lock me in because they wouldn't know I was there.
Hey, Peter Griffin.
And I was like, look, with this office window, I can have my office window open and people will see that I'm there. So what I've been doing is I've been keeping the Venetian blinds open, like twisted all the way open.
Venetian blinds opened.
So what I've been doing is keeping the Venetian blinds opened, and then I have a gauze curtain that I keep closed. So you can see lights and blobs, right? But my kids still have some privacy.
Agreed.
Right? I got locked in last night. I saw him turn off the light because I could see through because my window was open. And I walk back out and I flip the light back on. And I said, this was the same guy who asked me if I had the nuclear reactor. And when they came into my office last Wednesday, I said to them, oh, well, I did have the window open. You can sort of look to see if I'm here. And I said the same thing to him again. I had the window open. You can see whether or not I'm here. And he was like, well, I would have noticed when I got to the, because there's a check-in and check-out board by the door. But like, that's all the way at the other end of the building. Why didn't you just check to see if my window was open? And then I did a and then I did a scientific test later to see what it looked like. Like, what does the window look like when you turn the lights off? And I'm like, yes, there is definitely a glow of light coming from my window.
People are awful. Glowing lights. I don't know, though. I mean, you know, my daughter sits in the dark so often that even when the lights are on, I'm not really sure if she's there. But he should still have checked. Still have checked.
Yeah, I mean, he was going to check on the in and out board, and he was going to know I was there. But it just pissed me off more knowing that, like, I don't know. It just made me angry because I thought that this was over now. Mr. Man, what is your problem? It is very late. You should be an asleep baby, not an awake baby. So one other thing that I put in bad news, but I don't even know if it's bad news or good news. Roger Stone is a dingbat. He was one of the people indicted in the Mueller investigation case, and he's had a gag order put on him. He keeps violating it. He said he's got a book deal, and the judge is like, I put a gag order on you. So are you going to be my new co-host?
I guess so.
Hi.
Baby swap.
That's not my voice.
Oh.
It could be me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's totally.
That's my voice. That's my voice.
Yeah. Yeah, that's your voice. That's how you sound. What?
That's not.
I don't sound like that.
What?
You do not.
You do sort of sound like that.
Church lady voice.
Well, isn't that special? Well, what is that little demon you got in there? Is that Satan?
All right.
Brian, night, Dio.
Maggie's going to have to brief you on some stuff. So
okay.
Banter.
Okay. Yeah, I can banter.
Vamp, Wakeman!
Let's banter.
Vamp!
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's sizzle out this steak.
We're going to sizzle out the steak.
Yeah.
Okay, so why I was going on this is how Roger Stone is a dingbat.
Who is Roger Stone? Fill me in on this.
Okay, so he's a Trump guy. He also was a Nixon guy. He has a horrifying tattoo of Nixon's face on his back.
Okay.
This is something that everybody needs to look up and have nightmares about because I need to share it with all of you. It's like The Ring.
It's like every villain scene where they're like taking off their shirt to do a workout or something and that you see the nasty, scary tattoo on their back and it's supposed to be intimidating.
Yeah, but his
like,
is
that's
Nixon's face.
Just freakish.
Yeah, I would be scared of him.
Yeah.
I would
Right. I mean, to endure that kind of pain.
Yeah.
For that seems extreme.
So, he has been indicted and he keeps talking. He also tweeted a threatening photo of the judge from his trial where there was a crosshairs like above her head. Like, this guy is so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
So what I don't know, you don't know who he is, but here's my question to the world. has he just never experienced consequences, so he's not used to them? Or is he doing this on purpose to become like a martyr for free speech? Mm. That's my question. Does he know how ridiculous he's being, or does he just truly not know what it is like?
Like almost a Johnny Cochran of sorts, where he's just so ridiculous, but it's almost like he's oblivious to it.
Right. Like, do you know thinking. How ridiculous you... I don't think he knows how ridiculous he is.
No.
Because of the Nixon tattoo.
There are people that fully commit to that persona, and you wonder if it's all an act because it's so absurd.
But he keeps on violating his gag order. Like, he just announced a book, and the judge is like, you're on a gag order. You're not allowed to talk about this.
Oh, God. And he's just going on about it.
He's so dumb.
Hmm. Well.
Roger Stone's a dingbat.
Yeah, dingbat indeed.
That's what I wrote on that.
Yeah.
Is that your phone or is that your wife's phone?
That's the wife's phone.
Oh, I was going to say, you need to open it and Google search Roger Stone tattoo. I want the live reaction from you on
Roger
this.
Stone tattoo.
Roger Stone tattoo. I want you to see it. I want the live reaction on the podcast.
Okay. Let's see here. Roger Stone tattoo. Let's see here. Oh my. Oh, would you look at that? Look at that. That's at the top. You can see that in low cut shirts. Like, that is not good. He's like peeking out at you from the shirt, from the collar.
Yeah.
Potentially.
It could. Yeah.
If it's like a really low lapel, who knows?
Yeah, or even a t-shirt. Or he can't wear a t-shirt with any kind of like anything but a high neck.
Right. Wow.
It's right there, right at the base of his neck, between his shoulder blades.
He should get like a stick figure pasties, so when he tans, he makes like a little stick figure when he removes them, you know? Like the ladies do.
Yeah,
hearts and stuff.
Yeah.
They tan that stuff into
their skin. Right. I'm with you. We can make
it.
We could even just, he could even just do it with like electrical tape.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, electrical tape doesn't stick to skin, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
He can just make a little stick figure for Nixon's body.
Well, with how his back's looking now, it might take some of it with it. You know, the tape adhesive. Be worried about that peeling some of him off.
Tell me that's not one of the most horrifying things that you've...
Yeah, that's amazing. I'm surprised that it's kept up that well. Did he get that recently or when he was a young...
No, it's old.
It's an old photo. Look,
it's an old tattoo.
And that hasn't stretched or anything. He has aged well. You got to give him that. You know, he has good skin care, you know. But
yeah.
But still, that is insane.
So guess what? Now that we're done with this topic, we're on to the good news section.
We're on to the good news section.
And guess what was in my good news section?
What was in the good?
The 80s party we went to.
The 80s party.
So this is a thing that you can actually talk to us about.
Yeah.
Because you were there.
I was very embarrassed when I got to work. I got to work and all of my friends were making fun of my pants. And I was,
how dare they?
Yeah, it was very embarrassing. I work with a lot of roughneck guys, so it's tough showing up and talking about your zebra pants you wore the night before.
Those zebra pants were sweet.
Mm-hmm.
You looked amazing.
Thank you.
I wish that you know, had been able to own it and not feel bad.
Yeah.
You know, and just be like, you're just jealous because I looked so hot in it.
Right. I mean, I felt it in the moment. Like, when I was there, I mean, I was skittish going into it because there wasn't that many people dressed to the nines as I was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we came in as a flock of peacocks.
Yeah.
In a room
full
of dull mourning doves.
That's right.
You know, they're beautiful birds, but they're kind of just, you know, it's like looking at cardboard that flies.
Right. You know, these other people,
but
you know.
These people were like that. They were the mourning doves. We're out there shining. You looked great in your tutu, I think.
Thanks.
As well.
Yeah.
Was beautiful.
Yeah, and I was wearing my shirt that says Dorothy in the Streets, Blanche in the Sheets.
Yes, that was the best part. Everyone loved that shirt.
So funny. I haven't been that drunk in a while. Like, yeah. I was pretty...
Same here.
I was pretty drunk.
That was new. And realistically, compared to, like, my youth, that was nothing.
No, you know? Same.
But nowadays, it just feels like,
that would have been a Tuesday.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
15 years ago.
Easy stuff. You know, when we came home, we would have been going out.
Right. Then, right.
You know. Nowadays.
Right. So it was a fundraiser for the kids' school.
Yes. Yes. For the kids' school, for their PTO.
Yeah.
We auctioned off a bunch of stuff and, yeah, made a bunch of money for the kids. And that was awesome. You know.
It was. Yeah. It was. The theme was fun.
Yes. And I won an Atari.
That was fantastic. Was
epic. Yeah. You know what's really insane about that, too, is that when I was in first grade, not to get off on a tangent.
Nope, this is what we do.
But when,
Tell me.
Okay, great. Well, when I was in first grade, I was at an ice cream social, and I threw it in a raffle, and I won a Sega Genesis. So it's kind of coming full circle.
That this is your thing.
That this is my thing. When I enter in raffles, I win video games. It's
what was your favorite Sega game?
Oh, wow. That's a really good question, and no one has ever asked me that. There was a really obscure game, a Gargoyles game. You remember that show, Gargoyles?
Yeah, of course
I
do.
Animated show?
Yeah.
It was so awesome. I was so in love with that show. I had all the action figures and stuff, and they had a 2D scroller, you know, much like Sonic or whatever, but you could jump and fly,
cool.
like the Gargoyles and stuff. It was awesome. It was great. I did play Sonic in games like that everyone knew, but... That Gargoyles game was amazing. It was really fun.
My favorite game, I think it's the first game that I ever finished, was Toe Jam and Earl Panic on Funkatron.
Oh my
god. The second one. So not the first one, not Toe Jam and Earl. The second Toe Jam and Earl game.
Wow.
It was such a weird game. And remember young children, this was back in the day when you couldn't pause a video game.
Right.
You could, but you couldn't save it. You couldn't turn off the system.
Yeah.
You couldn't save it. You couldn't, like, what my brother and I would do is we would pause the game and turn off just the screen to the TV so that our parents didn't know that we were on, like, a video game binge.
Yes,
we would try to, like, but you couldn't just leave it for days. You couldn't come back, you know, like, that was just to hide it from your parents for a little bit. That wasn't, you had to just play the whole thing. So there was a day one summer where my brother and I sat down and we played the whole game from beginning to end, and it was so fun.
Fun. No, I mean, it's those memories, you know, the when you play the game, it connects you back to all those times you shared with your sibling. It's good times.
I was thinking about it. I couldn't do it because there is a maze that I had memorized that I would have to refigure out.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was an underwater maze, so you would drown.
Yes, that was Sonic, too. There was one in there that I was very thrown off by. They didn't do well with water, I don't know how to call it, gravity? I don't know, like the physics of swimming was poor. And they would oftentimes throw you from one to the other, and then it would just kind of slow down a little bit. And it was tough, man. It was tough to make that transition.
Do you remember Knuckles?
Yes.
You had the game and you could put the other games into the Knuckles game and play the other games as Knuckles.
Yes.
That was great.
That was a very cool concept.
That was cool.
They should do things like that more often.
Have you set up your Atari yet? Have you started playing it?
I haven't.
That's okay. It was only a couple days ago.
Yeah, no,
it wasn't long. I just was curious.
Having all these kids is tough. You know,
you have 45 children.
Yes, you don't have time to do the things that we once did.
No.
It's funny that I have all these things now and I don't have any time to do it.
It's okay. You'll find some someday.
Yeah, no.
I mean, you know, the Atari's not going anywhere.
Right, and I'm a big whiner. I have time that I do that.
Love to whine, and I hate it when people complain about it.
Yeah.
When they're like, don't whine. And I'm like, it brings me joy.
Right.
It brings me joy to be like,
That's why there's an entire job around being a critic.
Yeah.
You know, it's like there's people that actually get off on being able to judge something
or judge it.
Or, you know, whether it's over, you know, a legitimate situation or not, or whether it's the way someone's dressed or whatever. It's like, it's not so much judging that person, but it's more so just being able to critique something from your personality.
Yeah. And,
you know.
Yeah. I really like whining. I love to complain.
Yeah.
My salad didn't come with enough dressing, and the dressing to lettuce ratio was off, yeah, and it was disappointing.
Yeah.
You know, I just, I don't even know where I came up with that. I just made that up. Normally there's a lot of dressing.
Was there such a thing as like positive complaining, where like you can be a positive person and still have a good outlook, but complain about everything?
You
be that kind of like,
I mean, do you think of me as a negative person?
No, I find you very joyous and bubbly and fun.
See, I just enjoy a good complaint. You just make it a shit sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you put it between good things.
Some people can't read it that way, though.
No,
they
that's
look
true.
At it and they say, wow, that's a really negative person. I can't have that kind of energy. But it's, you got to be able to mix it up. You got to be able to have a little bit of both.
Right.
You know.
Balance. It's all about balance.
Exactly. It's just about feeling good in the moment. You know, that's really what complaining is. It's to make yourself feel better about something.
Yeah, you guys, I mean, I just went on a very long Maggie rant a while ago about my new office.
Mm.
And complaining about how much I hate my new office is making me hate my new office less.
Oh, no.
It's, yeah. You'll have to listen to the episode to learn about it, because I complained about it a lot.
Oh.
But it's been rough and I don't like it. But like, complaining about it is making me process
feel
it,
feel better
about it.
Mm. Yeah. No, I can see that. You know, it's just venting through the issues, you know.
Yeah.
It'll help you come to a solution by doing that.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a stream of consciousness. You're just kind of writing down your feelings, but you're just spewing it out.
Yeah, my dad gets so annoyed. He'll say, I've heard you tell the same story to like 20 different people. And I'm like, because I haven't figured it out yet.
Right, yeah. Well, and I mean, some stories are that good that you need to tell it to that many people.
Maybe.
It makes sense.
Yeah. That's right. You guys, everybody needs to hear the story of the time Javi and I got the slow clap. Everybody needs to hear it.
Yes. It's very important. It's why this podcast exists.
That's exactly why.
You know?
It's exactly why. Have you ever heard the story of when I got the slow clap?
I have not heard this.
Okay. So Javi and his best friend Sharky, and Sharky's girlfriend at the time, whose name I forget. Javi, what was her name? You always tell me and I always forget it. Susan? That's not it. Whatever. That's my middle name. Was her name Susan? Javi, text me. So the four of us would go to 80s night on Monday night at iBar in downtown Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And we get there and it's kind of early, mm-hmm. but not super early. Like, I definitely expected the dancing to be going on. And Javi went up to the DJ and he requested a song. And he said, I would like you to play this song. And the DJ played the song three songs later. And Javi's like, oh, fuck, like, this is our song. We have to dance to it because we requested it. I didn't expect him to play it now. Right? And the song was Pop Goes the World by Men Without Hats. Right?
Oh,
do,
wow.
Yes. Do, 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 do.
Mm-hmm.
Do, do, do. Right?
Yeah.
So we're all just like jumping and punching the air and kicking and being ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Do, do, do. Do, do, do.
Yeah,
right?
Feeling the vibes.
We were feeling the vibes and we were the only four people on the dance floor and we're just like, just dancing crazy.
Yeah.
And Sharky goes around to each of us and goes, at the end of the song, we're going to fall down. At the end of the song, we're all going to fall down. At the end, okay? Okay. And so it goes, do, do, do. Do, 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 whoop at the end, right?
Yeah, right?
On the whoop, we all fall down,
yeah.
And the lights dimmed on the dance floor.
Wow.
And all of the people standing and drinking at the bar go.
Yeah, yeah.
Slow clap.
Slow
clap. They got the slow clap.
Wow. That's cool, though, that the lights kind of came in on the right time.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, because it's just like the dance floor lights that are blinking and flashing, right?
Right, right.
And so they're going off at different times, and the end of the song came, and the lights sort of happened to go down at that
time.
It was
the awkward seconds between them are just so glorious. They're just... You know, because it's like you're really like bringing everybody in. You know, it's like, oh, okay, that guy, yeah, I should probably give some to this person because that guy did.
You know, so I'm going to join in.
And then when they all feel confident that
It's a group effort, that we're clapping for this, we're doing this now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's one of my favorite stories. Because it was so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Unplanned.
No, it's
perfect
great.
And weird.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Those are the kinds of stories we love.
Yeah. Also in the good news was Mardi Gras parties. Well, that was something Christina wanted to talk about.
Do we have those up here in Michigan?
No, she said she was seeing pictures of people posting stuff, though, on social media.
Yeah.
We just ate a lot of food here.
Right, which is, I mean, basically the idea of the holiday.
Oh, my God, do you want to eat your poonchki? You could do that live on the thing. You're not up for it. You're full.
I should take a bite just so that
you should,
the show
everybody,
can understand my joy.
Everybody, yeah, you live know? Reactions.
Yeah,
live exactly. reactions.
I can't just be a party pooper in there.
I mean, but I don't want to push you to it if you don't feel up to it either.
That's glorious.
That
is amazing. Wow.
Dexter Bakery has the best poonchki that exists.
I totally forgot it was Dexter Bakery.
Oh my God.
That place is glorious.
That place is glorious.
It's a gem for all those listening who are too far away.
Sucks to be you. Yeah,
your life is very hard.
Your life is a tragedy.
Without classic pizza or Dexter Mill or...
I know, all of those things are so good.
They're glorious.
Let me tell you another story.
Yeah, please.
So, oof.
Bite now.
Yeah, I know. So, remember how at the thing I was telling you about how I don't like thyme and I think thyme tastes like dirt?
Yeah.
So, somehow to me, thyme started tasting like it was dirt. That is a sad story because I used to love thyme. Thyme was delicious. I don't like Aubrey's pizza because they have so much thyme in their pizza sauce. I don't like Aubrey's anymore. I'm over Aubrey's. Wow. It's too thymey. It tastes like dirt.
Hmm.
Do you know who doesn't have thyme?
Who?
Classic. Oh, classic pizza. You got to get
it
the classic
because
they have no thyme in their sauce.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Huge. Most people do thyme?
Yeah, it's thyme and oregano is very, very common.
Hmm.
I say it's about 50-50 on pizzas.
I mean, wearing half of this poonchki.
That's okay. It's just the sugar part.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how that filling is.
That's amazing. It's glorious. It's chocolate, which is the only way to eat a poonchki, in my opinion. But everyone else seems to disagree. They like the custard and the fruit.
I got you. I got your very own chocolate.
You're a gem.
Right? I'm perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a goddamn dream.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. If I wasn't married already.
You'd get married again.
That's right.
Yes. We could be in a throuple.
Punchy lovers.
Mm-hmm. Careful, don't lose any.
That would be
a tragedy.
That would be sad.
I was trying to wait for Christina to come back.
Yeah.
We've run way over on our normal time.
Oh, no.
No, it's okay. Shannon deleted a bunch of episodes, so you guys missed us. Ooh, also, hang on real quick. So, on one of the deleted episodes, I gave a shout out to one of my friends from one of my favorite murder groups. And then I told her that I gave her a shout out on my podcast. And she was like, oh, my God, that's so nice. And then I didn't give her a shout out on the podcast because Shannon deleted it. So now here I am re-shouting you out.
Mm.
Hello, friend from my favorite murder and also marijuana.
Wow. Yeah. I mean... My favorite murder. What is that activity?
Oh, it's a podcast.
Is it? Another one? Wow.
I love podcasts.
That's
awesome. I spend all my time listening to podcasts.
I've wanted to start one for a long time, but I never did because I just was too busy with starting the fam and all that. But.
My Favorite Murder is a very famous podcast.
Hmm.
The two girls are from California, and each week they talk about, they're like, they research a murder, they do a murder of the week, and they talk about it.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's really sweet.
Yes.
I don't know. Guys don't look into fun activities like that as much, you know?
Like murder?
Yeah, it's basic. It's, you know, it's like, let's go to the bar, let's hang out, let's watch a game, let's do this, you know, guy stuff. It's like, it's never like, oh, let's go, like, you know, talk about this book we all read or whatever, and get intellectual, or, you know, do something that's
right. Let's go to a
progressing.
Let's go to a show where they're going to talk about murder.
Yeah,
that's what I did the weekend before last. I went to one of their live murder shows. They didn't murder anybody. It was a joke.
That's unfortunate.
It was a live show where they talked about local murders. And so one of them was this really old murder that occurred in a church. And it was totally wild. Hmm. Yeah, the story, she took me on the journey. She took me there. And then the second murder was also twisty. They were both amazing. It was great. The My Favorite Murder show that happened in Detroit a couple weeks ago was amazing. If you weren't there, I feel sad for you.
Yeah. Wow. I wasn't there, so.
What a tragedy for your life.
For me. Yeah. But I do feel much better. I smashed that entire punch key while you were talking.
Yeah.
It was glorious.
It was like the best thing that's happened to you all day.
Yes, it was. I was like really hesitant about it. I was like, you know, like I could eat it. I could not. And then it was like, oh, I'll take a bite. And then
you were like, that was, turns out that was what you wanted this whole time.
I didn't need anything else.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to wrap this up.
Yeah. Because now I'm in a sugar coma. It's time for sleepy time.
Well, I keep on burping and it tastes like punch key because I accidentally ate two.
No one accidentally eats anything of a doughy texture. Everyone can just enjoy whatever amount they want.
Right. Yeah. You know, exactly.
I feel bad for people who can't enjoy
Your doughy
treats.
Enjoy your doughy, tasty, sweet treat.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys.
Yeah, let's
find me on social media. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie. Christina said she doesn't want anybody following her, so go fuck yourself. This is Brian. I don't even know that I introduced him. Hey.
Yeah, hey, what's up?
So this was my
Christina's husband.
Fill in.
Yeah.
I have all kinds of amazing co-hosts. Exactly. And you guys also, I don't know, are we counting the episodes that Shannon lost? Probably not. Mm. They don't go into the number.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're gone. Yeah. Nobody will hear them.
Yeah.
So
should I plug the place I work at so that you can get money from them?
Oh, are they going to do that?
Yeah, no, like, they're pay for ad space.
They're not going to give me money.
They could. I don't know. Or like maybe a microwave. You could do that. I mean, there's lots of appliances there.
Yeah. So plug the place that you work.
Yeah. I could always make something fall off a truck.
Yeah. You know, do that. Do that.
Yeah. Well, now I can't say where I work.
No, definitely not. Bad, definitely not.
Yeah. But anyways, come on down to Big George's. We'll get you something. But anyways, yeah. It's
guess
fun.
What? That's where I got my Discman in high school.
No way.
I'm totally serious.
How much did you pay for? Like $300?
$80. Yeah. $85.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now it's 80 cents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Discman.
How times have changed. I held one on a fanny pack. I had one on a fanny, and it was one of those dual shocks so that it didn't skip. You could
what
shake
a dream.
It and run and whatever.
No.
And it wouldn't shake.
Mine, you totally had to keep, like, very flat level at all times.
People are just waiter traying their CD players as they're walking around. Oh, man.
So I don't even know.
Early 2000s.
Me too. That was late 90s. That was 1990.
Well, yeah.
1997 that I bought myself my Discman.
Yeah.
Anyway, you guys, I have no idea how to wrap up this episode. I don't know what to do because I don't know what number it is. I don't have a Shannon. I don't know who I am. Oh, Christina's back to say goodbye.
Oh. Bye, everyone.
Come get in here.
Yeah.
Goodbye, everybody. This is the Maggie Show with Guest. And come back next episode. And we love you all. And who knows? Maybe me and Brian will it'll be a duet.
Yeah. We'll all
right.
Cuddle.
Can you guys follow my lead? Ready?
Bye!
Bye!
Bye!